Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. This summer has been a whirlwind of activities and various influxes of light and celestial alignments. I know that everyone is anxious to hear what transpired at the 23rd Annual World Congress on Illumination, the event which coincided with the 22nd anniversary of Harmonic Convergence. And I'm in the process of compiling all of the information, and I'm going to share it with you on next week's show. I'll tell you that I always like to wait a little while after this important event before sharing the information, because I feel that it's important for each of us to assimilate our own experience and to see how things have changed for us personally. Sometimes if someone is just telling us what their experience was, we allow that to interfere with our own personal evaluation of how things are changing for us, and we don't allow ourselves to really evaluate our own experience very well. So today, instead of sharing that information, which I will certainly do next week, we're going to focus on the incredible frequencies of divine love that have been bathing the planet for a while now. This information will actually give you some of the background that will help you understand clearly what I will be sharing with you next week. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. And we just need to keep reiterating to ourselves that the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. As you listen to the celestial messages that I'm sharing with you now, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because I've told you it's true. Take it into your heart and allow your own God presence to reveal to you how this is appropriate for you in your own personal life. So as we begin our special time together today, breathe in deeply and rhythmically. Go within the divinity of your heart, gently close your eyes, and follow me through this visualization. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, together we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. As this light flows into your heart flame, continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically. Experience this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, expanding and expanding through the divinity of your heart. It is enveloping your four lower bodies, your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and it is expanding now out through your heart flame and flowing into the heart flame of every precious person evolving on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment. The power of God's transfiguring divine love, as it flows from heart flame to heart flame, is forming a grid of light around this planet. This grid of pure divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our own human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of divine love is forming the bridge to freedom over which this sweet earth and all her life are now gradually ascending on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth and all life evolving upon her into the immaculate concept of the new earth. As you listen to these words and the sharing of information of divine love that is now coming from the heart of our Mother God, know that this special time together today is an opportunity for each of us to truly add to the light of the world. As you know, and as we've shared several times on this program, we have victoriously passed through the shift of the ages, and previously unknown frequencies of divine consciousness from our Father, Mother, God are now pouring into the mental stratum of Earth. Extraordinary celestial events are providing us all with new opportunities to transform our lives. At last, we now have the ability to reclaim our birthrights as sons and daughters of God in ways that we haven't experienced since prior to the fall of humanity. When we unify our hearts together in one pointed consciousness, we can fulfill our purpose and reason for being, and we can empower ourselves to manifest the perfection of the new earth tangibly in our earthly experiences. The intent of the divine intervention that is pouring forth from the heavenly realms is to help each and every one of us reverse the devastating effects of our fall from grace, which took place eons ago, so that we will all understand the magnitude of this opportunity that is being presented to us right here and right now. I'm going to share a very condensed version of what actually happened to humanity during our fall. This tragic event corrupted the divine plan for the earth, and it catapulted the children of God into a quagmire of pain and suffering that we are experiencing, actually, to this very day. In the beginning, our cosmic Father, Mother, God, the universal presence of all that is, decided to create individualized expressions of divinity in order to have additional reflections of life to love and adore. These individualized expressions of life are the children of God. The children of God include you and me and every other evolving human being. We were created in the image of our God parents, and we were invested with the divine potential of our Father, Mother, God. This includes our creative faculties of thought and feeling, as well as our gift of free will. The initial plan was that the sons and daughters of God would use these gifts to co-create new expressions of divinity, perpetually expanding the body of God. Our God parents determined that we would experience the effects of our creations more rapidly if we abided within the constraints of a time and space continuum. So the third dimensional earth was created within the solar system that we exist in, which is the solar system created by the central sun that we know as Alpha and Omega. The earth is our schoolroom of learning. Now, we have all heard the story of Adam and Eve, and for thousands of years, people have tried to interpret this story literally, but it is actually a metaphor that was given to humanity in very simple terms that we could understand at our level of consciousness at the time. Now it is time for the mystery of God to be fulfilled, and new levels of clarity and understanding are pouring forth from the realms of illumined truth, guidance being given to us by the company of heaven. It is said that Adam, the masculine, came first, because when our godparents are creating a manifest form, the very first thing that happens is that our Father God sounds a keynote. This keynote reverberates with a cosmic frequency that forms a matrix or a geometric pattern for whatever it is that is being created. This is true whether we are forming a grain of sand, a flower, a human being, or a solar system. This is what is meant by the statement, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." It is also said that Eve, the feminine, came after Adam. And that is because once our Father God sounds the keynote and forms the geometric pattern for the physical manifestation, our Mother God projects a magnetic ray of divine love into the heart of that matrix. This magnetic force field of divine love is the cohesive power that magnetizes unformed primal light into the matrix and holds that light in the particular pattern. The more accurate interpretation of Adam and Eve metaphor would have been that Eve came from Adam's heart, not his rib. The masculine and feminine polarities of our Father, Mother, God are both necessary in order for physical manifestation to take place. This is true, as I mentioned, whether we're talking about a grain of sand, a flower, a human being, or a solar system. For life to exist, both polarities must be present. But for life to thrive and to reach its highest divine potential, both polarities must not only be present, they must be balanced within that form. Originally, the masculine and feminine polarities of God were balanced within every evolving human being. The masculine polarity of our Father God blazed into our left brain hemispheres, activating our rational, logical minds. It then expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the power center of our throat chakra. The light from our Father God is sapphire blue, and it forms the blue flame of power that is anchored within our heart and forms one of the plumes of the immortal, victorious threefold flame of divinity pulsating in our hearts. In the beginning, the feminine polarity of our Mother God blazed into our right brain hemispheres, activating our creative, intuitive minds. Then it expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the love center of our heart chakras. The light from our Mother God is crystalline pink, and it forms the second plume, the flame of love, within the immortal, victorious threefold flame in our hearts. When our right and left brain hemispheres are balanced, as they were in the beginning, and the masculine power of our Father God in our throat chakra is balanced with the feminine love of our Mother God in our heart chakra, the pink and blue flames merge and become one magnificent violet flame of God's infinite perfection, the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God. This violet flame then blazes up into our brain centers and activates the spiritual centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglion center at the base of our brains. When our brain centers are activated, our crown chakras of enlightenment open to full breath, and we experience the birth of the Son or Daughter of God within us, which we are. We experience Christ consciousness. The yellow gold light from our Christ self, the true planetary child of God, then blazes through our crown chakra into every cell and organ of our bodies, and it forms the third plume, the gold flame of wisdom, within the immortal, victorious threefold flame in our hearts. The pink, blue, and gold immortal, victorious threefold flame in every heart is the perfect manifestation of what we have known as the Holy Trinity. It is the divine balance of our Father God's power, our Mother God's love, which is also referred to as the Holy Spirit, and the Son or Daughter of God's wisdom, which is often referred to as the Christ. prior to our fall from grace, eons ago, the sons and daughters of God evolved in the schoolroom of earth in harmony and balance. But unfortunately, due to various circumstances that I won't go into here, there came a point in time when we began using our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to create patterns that conflicted with the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. We created discordant thought forms and feelings of anger, discord, pain, and suffering. These patterns over time began manifesting in the physical plane, and our distorted human miscreations were projected onto the elemental substance, creating decay, disease, degeneration, and all of the inclement weather conditions that we experience even now. Humanity began experiencing pain and suffering and oppressive states of lack and limitation for the very first time. This was the beginning of what we know as our catastrophic fall from grace. When the sons and daughters of God began experiencing painful situations and conditions, we didn't know how to handle them. So in a desperate attempt to stop the pain, we closed our heart chakras to prevent ourselves from feeling so much. Our heart chakras, remember, are the portals through which our Mother God and her balancing momentum of divine love enter the physical plane. So when we closed our heart chakras, our Mother God was forced to withdraw. That disastrous event catapulted humanity into the depths of chaos and confusion. Without an open heart chakra, the children of God were able to receive barely enough of our Mother God's love to sustain right brain consciousness. The divine feminine polarity of love and reverence for life was no longer able to balance the divine masculine polarity of power. This imbalance caused our right brains to become almost dormant, which in turn caused our spiritual brain centers to atrophy, forcing our crown chakras of enlightenment, Christ consciousness, to close. Humanity lost contact with our planetary Christ selves, and we fell from a state of Christ consciousness into the illusion of separation and fear. We forgot that we are beloved children of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We lost our way, and we could not remember why we are on earth. When we started using our masculine power without the balance of our feminine love and reverence for life, literally all hell broke loose on this planet. All we have to do to see the horrific results of that tragic state of affairs is to observe the negative things that are now being pushed to the surface to be healed in both our individual lives and our collective lives. Anything that is happening on the planet that reflects the abuse of power or the lack of love and reverence for life is evidence of the withdrawal of our Mother God. Almost every malady existing on the planet at this time falls into that category. Since the fall, we have been struggling with the illusion of separation from our planetary Christ self. This distorted belief that our fragmented, fear-based human egos are who we really are has created all kinds of chaos in our understanding. We began to believe that we are worthless sinners and worms in the dust. Since our thoughts and feelings are creative, we began manifesting behavior patterns that fulfilled that belief system, and we have fallen deeper and deeper into the frequencies of separation. Fortunately, with the shift of the ages and the influx of divine love that is pouring into the planet now from our Mother God, everything has changed. Many miraculous events have prepared humanity for this cosmic moment. And during the past several decades, selfless light workers all over the world have worked tenaciously with the Company of Heaven to help humanity raise our heads above the mud puddle of these past human miscreations. Actually, incredible activities of light have taken place that have actually changed the course of history and cleared the way for humanity to finally perceive the divine truth of who we are and why we are here. I will not go into all of these details at this time of the events and activities that have taken place, but I want you to know that it is impossible to feel hopeless, fearful, or alone once you understand the divine intervention that has been taking place over the years on your behalf. If you are interested in learning about these courageous, life-transforming, and empowering activities of light that have been carefully documented on this planet, you can read about them in my books, What on Earth is Going On? And Home, Heaven on Mother Earth. These books are available on our website, and you can order them directly at that time. Our website address is www.eraofpeace.org. Now, day by day, the light of God is increasing on Earth, and everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. From outer appearances, I know it looks like everything is getting worse, but that is an illusion. The problem is that we're clearly able to see the negativity being pushed to the surface all over the planet. But what we cannot see as easily is the incredible influx of divine light that is pushing it to the surface. The cleansing that is currently taking place is what persuaded the prophets of old to refer to this unique moment on Earth as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. But in spite of outer appearances, miraculous changes have taken place within every man, woman, and child over the past several years. The I Am presence of every person is working in unison, and as one heartbeat, one breath, through the oneness of life, the I Am presence of every evolving soul is cooperating with the fulfillment of this divine plan. These changes that have taken place have reversed some of the horrendous effects of the fall and have moved us further up the spiral of evolution. These things have occurred within every evolving soul on the planet, whether the person was consciously aware of them or not. Each of our God selves has guided us through these experiences in perfect alignment with our individual divine plans and our highest good. Now, with our I Am presence overlighting our fifth dimensional ascension into the higher realms, we're able to touch into newer and higher frequencies of our perfection. Because we have opened our hearts and minds to the love of our Mother God, she has been able to reflect through our right brain consciousness, and our heart chakras have been opened to new frequencies of love and healing. This miraculous return of our Mother God was a very important facet in our ascension process. Her transfiguring divine love contains within it the fullness of all existing things, and it is the quintessence of all physical manifestation. Everything is being brought into form. Our Mother God's divine love and supreme harmony is now embracing each of us, and we are being lifted up so that we can see with new eyes and hear with new ears. We are being freed from the illusion of lack and limitation, from the illusion of separation. This is what is happening to each of us now. With the return of our Mother God, humanity is now realigning with the truth and inner knowing of just what exactly the love of our Mother God really means in relation to our existence. I'd like you to listen with those new ears and perceive with the new eyes as I share the following information with you. This is information that has been given to us by the beings of light in the realms of truth for our contemplation and also to assist us with remembering what our life was with our Mother God prior to the time that we blocked that flow of her divine presence in our lives. Actually, so much has been written about love that it has almost become a platitude. But transfiguring divine love, the love of our Mother God, is the mightiest force in the universe. It is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of God, and it is the vibration through which each of us must evolve and ascend back into the heart of God. The love of our Mother God has no bonds, no barriers, no conditions. Within the infinite power of our Mother's love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. Our Mother God's love contains within its essence the full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. Our Mother God's love heals the illusion of separation. It rejuvenates, revitalizes, and makes whole all that it embraces. It is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it reverberates with the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom. Her love is the foundation of creation and the balance of the One. It is the indivisible, unchanging ecstasy that allows us to know love in all things. When we experience the love of our Mother God, we understand that we are all one. Whether we are a person, a magnificent sun, or a blade of grass, we are united in the body of God by the all-encompassing light of our Mother's love. As our Mother God reclaims this earth and once again anoints humanity with the eternal light of divine love, we begin to experience true peace. Her love is now resonating in the core of our beings. It is not outside of us. We no longer need to seek the divine feminine from afar. We need to merely accept that our Mother God has returned and that she is now abiding within our heart flames. Her love is pulsating within the silent rhythm of every heartbeat, every breath. It is the universal language now speaking to all humanity through our very gift of life. As we listen in the silence of our hearts, we hear the tones and whisperings of love, inspired by the wonder of nature and the music of the spheres. Our Mother God is now reestablishing her covenant of love with the children of Earth, which will enhance each of our abilities to once and for all accept the gift of God's abundance and infinite peace. Through this covenant, the supply of all good things will forever and ever flood into the hands and use of the sons and daughters of God, which was the original divine plan. The glory of God's abundance will be a manifest reality, not only in this moment, but far beyond earth and time into eternity. The effulgence of our newly balanced heart flame is creating an environment of love and upliftment around each of us. When we turn our attention to the balanced expression of our Father, Mother, God within our hearts, the illusion of separation is shattered. Our hearts are unified, and we once again experience the bliss of knowing that we are one and that love is all there is. This knowing evokes from within the deepest recesses of our beings a celestial song of thanksgiving and a reverent feeling of divine gratitude. Every sunrise we see, every flower that shares its perfume with us, every friend and loved one who warms our heart is a gift of God's sustaining love. These sacred gifts inspire our perpetual adoration to the cosmic I Am, all that is. Our Mother God has placed us within a mantle of her love, and our nervous systems are being recalibrated to withstand the higher frequencies of this divine feminine essence that is now reawakening within us. This mantle of love will help us to transform each of us into conscious, self-generating centers of light and love. The tremendous impetus and magnetic pull of our Mother's love is now flowing through our heart flames, and it will restore and stir each of our souls, awakening us to a higher level of our divine potential. The invisible and restless power of this love will pierce into the sleeping spiritual centers in every member of the human race, and it will accelerate the awakening that is now taking place within each one of us. We now, as never before, have the ability to merge our personal service to life with God's service to life for the highest good of all concerned. Our Mother God's radiant universal love is pouring through all of us now without designating favor to any particular person, place, condition, or thing. Her love is giving a healing, impersonal benediction to every particle of life. The power and magnetic love of the Divine Feminine is blessing all life right here and right now with an equal opportunity to respond to this sublime essence. Every evolving soul is being given both the blessing and the responsibility of becoming an open door for this exquisite love from our Mother God. Every human being now has the opportunity to become an instrument of God, vested with the power to change the feeling worlds of all of those with whom we come in contact. This will be accomplished not through our human will, but through the balanced power of the flame of divinity that is now blazing within our hearts. When we agree to become a magnetic force for our Mother God's divine love, we draw to ourselves the loving support we need from those who are aligned with and will assist us. Our divine missions are our part of the divine plan. People are drawn to us and align with us to assist us, not because of allegiance to our particular personality, but because of the affinity of our soul's light with the spiritual essence of this particular facet of the divine plan that we have been called to fulfill. As we expand our service to life, we must reach up in consciousness and tap into the sacred knowledge and wisdom that will teach us how to effectively utilize the frequencies of divine love from our Mother God. Her love is a priceless gift that is now freely flowing through every heart flame. The more we really reach up and truly begin to understand the power and might of this majestic force, the more effective we will be in assimilating it into our life experiences and utilizing it to fulfill our divine plan. The love of our Mother God is a force that actually sets the cosmos into action. It is the cohesive power of the universe, and it must be present in every heart in order for lasting peace to manifest. Divine love is practical and infinitely present throughout the entire universe. Through love, our Mother God reveals our own divinity and confirms the divine truth that each and every one of us holds a unique golden thread to the tapestry of life. Every single thread is necessary and critical to the fulfillment of the immaculate concept of the divine plan. As we assimilate our Mother's love, we experience waves of gratitude for all of the blessings our Father, Mother, God have contributed so generously to our earthly pilgrimages. Within the embrace of the mighty force of our Mother's love, faith in ourselves is renewed, and we remember that we are valuable human beings. We are lifted out of the wayward consciousness of our fear-based human egos. We no longer perceive ourselves as worthless sinners and worms in the dust. When this realization registers in our conscious minds and blazes through the divinity of our hearts, we will never again say, "What good could I possibly achieve? What value am I? What difference will one soul make?" But rather, we will recognize those thoughts from our past to be a sacrilege before the heart of God. Within the embrace of our Mother God's love, we grasp the truth that we have been created and sustained by our godparents because they have chosen to express some beautiful manifestation through us. We are each destined to fulfill a portion of the glorious divine plan, and it is now time for all of us to release the unique perfume and music of our beings to bless all life. The purity of our individual fragrance and keynote is unlike any other ever released by the evolving sons and daughters of God on this sweet earth. Something sacred is hidden in each of our beings that has never been known by another. Some beautiful manifestation of life, which our Father, Mother, God, and our I Am Presence alone can externalize. It is time for humanity to accept this divine truth and to stand revealed as our mighty I Am Presence, grown to full stature in the physical world of form. Our I Am Presence is now blazing through our fifth dimensional solar chakras and the newly balanced immortal victorious threefold flame in our hearts. This aspect of our divinity is bursting the tomb of matter and radiating the fullness of its life force into every cell and organ of our earthly bodies. It is transfiguring our flesh, revitalizing our spirits, and externalizing the kingdom of heaven to the periphery of our spiritual influence. Our Mother God's love is the fulfillment of the law, because there is no power that can deny it or fail to respond to its call. It is time for us to know this now through all levels of consciousness. When we open our hearts to the full momentum of our Mother God's love, we realize it is the most priceless element in all existence. It is the vehicle upon which all light is carried into form. It transcends time and space. It is spiritual and all-powerful. As this divine love is breathed into the world of form, it carries through the heart center of each soul the light of the I Am Presence. This light dispels gloom and darkness. It banishes decay and misery, and it overcomes all fear and separation. Negativity and discord cannot be sustained in the presence of our Mother's love, for this sacred essence is a force of unlimited and unspeakable power. This active force is always constructive and beneficial. It continually exalts and glorifies life. The love of our Mother God is endowed with a deeper vision that peers beyond the scars and blemishes on the surface. Its healing tenderness penetrates all exteriors to behold the truth of each soul and the reality of each experience. It pierces beyond the visible into the innermost depths of perfection, and it finds its resting place there. Our purpose and reason for being is to be the bearers and transmitters of this divine love. The celestial song of love, now reverberating through our hearts, is the greatest gift from God available to humanity. As we assimilate this love, our old stagnant beliefs and patterns just crumble away, and the divine ideas from the mind of God fill our consciousness. Our very beings assume a new vitality, beauty, purpose, and meaning. Compassion replaces condemnation. Forgiveness replaces accusations. Healing replaces disease. Abundance replaces lack and limitation. And love replaces hatred and fear. When our hearts are filled to overflowing with the love of our Mother God, our physical bodies are transformed. Our hands radiating forth love bless all they touch. Our eyes seeing through love perceive only perfection in all life. Our ears filled with love hear the music of the spheres and the still small voice within. And our nostrils, breathing love, inhale the fragrance of the Holy Spirit and the prana of our life force. Thus we are renewed and transfigured. In this exalted state of divine love, we speak with wisdom, compassion, tenderness, and understanding. Each loving word we express then wings its way across the face of the earth, blessing all life. Divine love is the highest attribute of the human soul. It is the most vital energy required for our spiritual attainment. the more we assimilate the frequencies of our mother's divine love, the more far-reaching will be our expression of love. We receive this love according to our capacity to acknowledge and accept it. As we master this divine gift from our Mother God, we experience through all levels of awareness the oneness and reverence for all life. Our separation is no more, and reverence for life becomes the order of the new cosmic day. Now, join me in this affirmation as we invoke this light from the heart of our Mother God, recognizing, feeling, experiencing, and reveling in the wonder of this sublime gift from our beloved Mother God. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself now and forever. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my Father, Mother, God are working through me, radiating forth the perfection of all that is to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened state of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit. And I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me. And in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love permeating form until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful, and so it is, beloved. I am. As I assimilate the love of my Mother God, I begin to realize through new levels of awareness the truth about me. I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a mission. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation of this sweet earth. I am part of God, and the fullness of my Father, Mother, God abide in me. In the mind of God, no one is useless or meaningless. Every single person is valuable and critically important to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, God would be incomplete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that I am called to do now, I do with happiness and enthusiasm, for I realize that nothing is too insignificant. I am now embraced in my Mother God's love, and never again will I allow a sense of futility to manifest in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to be on earth at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right here and right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth to fulfill my divine mission. With my inner vision, I see the loving and all-encompassing light of my I Am Presence freely flowing through me. With my physical sight, I see lavish abundance everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and filled with divine love, for I remember who I am. I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. I accept and know this truth, and I am one with all that is. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Feel this light as it resonates through your heart flame, bringing to the surface of your conscious mind the true knowing that the feminine presence of our Mother God is now being balanced within each one of us as we return to love and the original divine potential of our divine self, our I Am Presence. Precious One, return your consciousness to the room now and become aware of your physical body, inhaling and exhaling as you feel these divine energies being assimilated into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. If you would like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website, www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. On our website, you may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give all of us hope, encouragement, and shared wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. If you are interested in reading all of the divine intervention and many of the miraculous activities of light that have taken place over the past few decades that have brought us to this point, I have shared them in my books, What on Earth is Going On, and the book titled Home, Heaven on Mother Earth. Both of these books are available on our website, and you can just go to the product section. I want to thank you for joining with me today. Concentrate on the wonder of all of the things that have been revealed to you through your own meditations, through your own light work, and through our sharings. I am so grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with me again next week, and I will share the information that has been given to us of the miracles that took place during the 22nd anniversary of harmonic convergence. This is really a wondrous time on this blessed planet. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.